it's fine lines.
All right, and we're here with John in the house.
John in the house is in the house belonging to Dennis Joseph. Okay, we're on Squamish. How do you say?
Squamish.
Squamish.
Yeah.
Land.
Yeah.
I raise my hands up to you. In praise, that's one of our sayings I learned over the years.
Thank you.
For having us here to learn more about yourself today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
We'll start with the band.
What's the band name and also the band members?
The band name is called Bitterly Divine. I have a nephews and a niece that came up with that name around 2007. They chose the name and, yeah. We started with a Christmas gig, and Tawny Joseph is our lead singer, a very good front man. We do originals and covers, rock and blues, some pop sometimes, and Wilson Williams, also a rhythm guitarist. He's actually the spokesman for Squamish Nation, but he's a rhythm guitarist. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Danny Grace, he's our drummer. Drummer, has roots in Six Nations. And Rob Thompson is our bass player. He's roots in Haida Gwaii. He's been with us since the onset in around 2007. And Brent Joseph, my cousin brother, is the lead guitarist. We've been jamming together since we're like 14, 13. So we've been together off and on, like a lot of bands throughout the years. But then we came together in 2007. And I'm the harmonica player, backup vocalist, lyricist. Yeah.
Through the passage of lights on a dark crystal night lives an innocence of black. Cruel deception quietly grows, unknown to the many marching.
Gone, gone evermore. Grasp the wall and shake my side.
And when did you start playing the harmonica?
I started when I was like 12 and a half. Mm-hmm. I saw actually my late Uncle Byron Joseph playing and the late Chief Dad George's son, Leonard, jamming at a party with two harmonicas. And when I saw that, I said, I want to do that. So I was like 12 and embraced it. And after I lost my dad, who taught me all the basics on all the brass instruments. You see, my mother inherited her dad's instruments, every brass instrument that the residential school survivors were using. So he inherited that and passed it on to my mother. So pretty much everything you could think of, tubas, brass, saxophone, flutes, French horns. But along the way, I fell in love with the harmonica. But I had the basics, doing scales on those instruments.
Well, I worked in radio for 15 years.
Yeah.
And back maybe 10 years ago, I was also doing Shaw Community Television with Jay Peachy, who's been very active in the First Nations issues. And he and I, we did a show down at the Shaw Community Television called The Wild Salmon Show. And I think he had you at Shaw.
Yeah.
I remember it.
We were downtown.
Yeah. I was part of that. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's great that our paths cross again.
Tell me about the song called The Arrival.
The Arrival talks about a prophecy that I learned from grandmothers and a great-grandmother. The prophecy in the jet flight talks about the coming of change. It's going to be signified when floating islands come with trees on them. And on the trees are going to be ghosts. So where Lionsgate Bridge is now, through the fog came a floating island with trees and ghosts in the trees. Well, the hull of the tall ship was the floating island. And the trees were the masts on that ship. And the ghosts were the sailors going up to furl the sails as they entered what is now known as Burrard Inlet. So when Squamish saw that, they got in their canoes, went out and greeted them, and they turned eastward to escort them into Burrard Inlet with eagle down feathers on the water through song and ceremony. So the lesson there over time I've learned is to always be kind. Yes, we are a warrior society, but when we get down to working and healing together, we always need to be kind. So it tells the story in a modern context, through a grandfather and a grandson, through spoken word, just to be an echo for everybody to learn, to understand, to work together.
And we're going to play The Arrival right here on CJSF.
Enjoy. Floating on
certainly now this will not end. Time will tell. Only time will tell. The veins of Mother Earth shouting to be set free.
Well, thank you for listening. I want to touch on some of my lacrosse career.
Mm-hmm.
I played for 57 years.
Wow.
And down the opposite end of this room are over 100 jerseys that I've played in or traded for at local, regional, national, international tournaments. And it's a custom for us in that sport to trade jerseys at the end of the tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So over my career, that's where they're hung and honored and... Mm. As a coach, I passed the goaltending duties that I've learned in field lacrosse, box lacrosse, onto young people. And I'll work with anybody. I always tell them, if you want to learn anything in this heart, mind, and body I've learned over that 57 years, I'll teach you.
Excellent.
I love teaching.
Excellent. And you're still teaching me until this day?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. It's the North Shore Indians, is it?
North Shore Indians. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, we have a couple young guys. One young guy, very interested, but he played in an international tournament in Washington State, won MVP of the tournament. I haven't taught him yet, but he's really excited to get on the ground and get some basics down with the support of his parents.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is this league strictly for First Nations, or is it involved with another league with all groups of lacrosse groups? Is it a specialty league for
to
bring the First Nations groups together in
there
sport?
There is an all-native tournament that used to be held here in BC, then it would alternate back east and here. I played my first one when I was 15 with, they're all Hall of Famers now, Ross Paulus, Gaylord Paulus. They host it every year back east. They call it the All Nations Tournament, and that's for all Indigenous people to compete against each other.
Okay, that's what I heard about that before.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then for here, the league is like a club team. We have players that play in elite divisions. My son's, I'm proud to say, is one of them that plays at an elite level, and a couple nephews. And their senior B team that North Shore Indians have been a part of for generations. And there's also a minor system here in North Shore that extends across the North Shore for residents who want to play in the minor system for kids, So I've coached in that over time.
Nice.
Yeah, taking a break right now, just focus on goaltending.
That's the old city.
Last month, Warrior Spirit. Did you watch that?
Watch it. I'm in it.
You're in it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're in it.
I did the narration over the animation portion. My nephew came to me in the studio and was seeking elder support for the rest of his public life, essentially. And the first thing I told him, I said, my job, coming from politics, whether you're a regular Indigenous politician or an activist, what I've learned there is you have to find a way to stay alive. Because when you do the work that he was doing, being an activist, hanging off a Second Arrows Bridge, people are not going to like what he's doing. I said, my job is to keep you alive, nephew, and help you maintain that profile so you're always in the public eye, so people know who you are and what you're doing. So his vision is to go worldwide with his film and my narration that tells the story of, my namesake, Quetzal, which is the gentleman who slayed the serpent some seven generations ago. A very sacred number to me.
"250 years ago, a great two-headed serpent traveled around here. It was 10 miles long, with fierce red eyes and fins along its back. The story is passed to each chosen one."
The Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion will nearly triple the amount of oil piped to the West Coast.
Not all indigenous communities have consented to the controversial project.
"All we're doing is witnessing the destruction of our land and our earth. And we have to go in there and be criminalized for holding our ceremonies, for standing up for our waters, our spiritual highways."
The warrior said he would slay the serpent and be back in 4 days. Not everyone believed he could do it.
"Could you rise, please, and introduce yourself?"
"William George from Tsleil-Waututh Nation."
So he went on his trek.
"They are going to extract us and arrest us. I'm going to have to cut out here soon, you guys.
You know, they're pulling the pipe through the Fraser River. That's what fed our people.
I just know I got to keep fighting this any way I can."
"That's the ancestors there, eh? They're standing right here with you. We love you so much, eh?"
"Yeah."
At the end, there's always a Q&A. They moved on to producers, directors, and him after, but I just welcomed the people and shared a bit about the story and, yeah, blessed them all and, yeah, let him have his moment.
Did you act in other movies as well?
Yeah, I have an upcoming documentary on yours truly, still being worked on, edited as we speak. I also did some support work at the rainforest in Seychelles, where they were working to clear cut some old growth. And they're still working to do that and send some information off to our politicians to work to stop it. And next week it might go to decision, yeah, to auction, as it were. So it's very close to our sacred grounds where another one of my names comes from. It's of Adam and Eve proportions, where the first man, the first woman, the first Squamish came to this part of the world. Yeah, we have our own spirituality. So to impede on that, would we do that to the Vatican, near the Vatican? So stop, please, respectfully. That's it. Work together.
Work together. Okay, so where can people find your music?
On Spotify, yeah, Apple. Yeah, I'm working to put it all in the EP because they're everywhere. So I'm working to put it all in one place and have it accessible. And, yeah, you never know. As long as it's out there. That's my philosophy. As long as it's out there. Supporting people. Inspiring people. If they listen, great. If they don't, say Levy.
We're going to put it out there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dennis, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. All right, it's that time, folks. I want to thank all of my guests for participating, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi, on the Wham Bam East Van Show. What? Okay, so stay tuned for the next show, and next week I'm going to have some more Indigenous artists. All right, we'll see you then. Bye.
Take a walk in the darkest of dark. Cobwebs, carpet, pull it.